Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hello, America. Hello, friends.
Snake?
Hello, sports buddies.
What's up?
How we doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Awesome. We are doing very, very good. Okay, so let's get to it. Birdhouse, by the way, for all you new humans, every Wednesday at this time, I host, you supply the questions, and then we rip it up together. It's as simple as that.
Rip it.
Yeah.
Okay, would you, this is assuming you're single. Would you rather have a guaranteed, healthy, awesome, fun relationship, 2-year minimum fun relationship, from anyone you choose at the Golden Globe ceremony? So I'm assuming this is from Chris. He means guy or girl.
Okay.
Like you could say, I'll choose Timothy Chalamet and we'll just go hang out and have fun. Or the salary of the best supporting actress for whatever film they were nominated for.
The salary.
Knowing,
so not
right.
just a one-time payment.
Without knowing what Tiana Taylor made for one battle after another.
Which I would guess is probably not a lot.
You don't know. I mean, or it could be like a, you know, a well-known actress who has some sort of, you know, built-in salary for every single film that's $5 million.
Right,
you don't know.
Right. I think I'll take the salary.
You can choose any girl at the Golden Globes, though.
I know,
and
but it's
guy.
Just 2 years.
Well, that's minimum. 2 year, it may work out.
Yeah, I don't
and
know
he
about
says
that.
Guaranteed healthy, awesome, fun relationship.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think that I would take that, the relationship, because I think hanging out with Sydney Sweeney for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Then I get to, even if she is not interested in me, I'd get to meet people that she's around. They're like, man, you're really cool. Hey, then they have adventures and business ideas and whatnot that they want you to be a part of that where you might actually end up better off, even financially, than you would be taking the supporting actress's salary.
Right.
So I would do that. And then I'd be like, Sydney, let's work on another soap together.
So you wouldn't choose the guy-friend relationship?
Like really cool with Leo DiCaprio, and that's your boy?
Yeah, like you're hanging out with Leo,
and then he's
dude,
going places,
years.
And you're going with him.
Oh, anybody at the Golden Globes.
Right, it's not
anybody.
Sexual. It doesn't have to be
because
sexual.
Then I could get on that yacht and be a part of the
not gay.
The posse.
I'm bisexual.
Yeah,
hang out with
dude,
Tobey Maguire and Jonah Hill.
You would be best friends with Leo for 2 years minimum.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and then he'd be like, dude, you got to be in my next movie. I'm like, all right, man, I'll do it. And then I'd make the salary or whatever.
You got to be, man.
The person made. It'd be awesome.
I'm not going to make this movie unless McLaren's in it.
But it could be like Meryl Streep and you're getting $8 million or whatever she makes for a movie.
No, I'm going to take the relationship.
Scarlett Johansson.
I think the Leo relationship, I think you hit the nail on the head. But, like, dude, are you going to hang out with Marty again? Let me come over on set and say hey to him.
Yeah. And you're his boy. Like,
right.
It's full 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
fun.
Cool. Okay.
Right.
I've changed my mind.
Because you're right. Because at the end of the 2 years, you're like, hey, dude, come on, man. You got to put me in one of your movies. Like, all right, man, you're my dog. Let's do it. And then you do it.
But then, see, then that, then the hypothetical, then it kind of boils down to 2 years with Sydney Sweeney or 2 years with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, based on the things that Leo has historically done in his life, I think you'd be all right.
You think you'd get some seconds?
Just keep going down the list.
Yes.
Keep going.
Thirds.
Yep.
Fourth.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, come on. Who? Toby.
Sixth. His seventh. Okay.
His 50ths are.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Keep going down the list. I'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's do that. Let's have the relationships instead of the cash.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do the Sydney Sweeney part. You can do Leo. And Donovan, you can take the $9 million.
Okay.
I'm in for that.
I'll be at least one of those parties with that money. At least one.
We're all, yes. And then we like randomly see each other, you know, and it's just like, hey, what's up? We did it.
It's awesome.
This guy says, would you rather win a Golden Globe for best supporting actor? Okay. Or you play one season in the NBA and you hold the NBA record for 3 seconds in the lane violations.
Really? 100% win the Golden Globe for best supporting actor.
Golden Globe. No one's going to care about that record.
But you're in the NBA.
I know. That would be great.
Good for y'all,
like,
man.
You know you're playing, but, man, you just keep getting popped for 3 seconds.
Yeah, but only for 1 year.
Why would the coach keep you in? Then you will get so many DNP CDs because you can't get out of the lane. Lewis, get out of the lane!
He's just sitting in the lane. I mean, badass in the lane.
And what a weird 1 year in the NBA, and that's the record you hold. If you win a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor, people are going to be coming at you left and right to be in their movies. So you'd be able to be in multiple other movies. And if you were good enough to win one, you can probably means that you're a high-level actor and you can get nominated
again. I don't know. There are some people who have this is the first time they win an award for the first movie. You don't hear from them again.
Yeah, look at Roberto Benigni. Are you kidding me?
And what if you were actually a really good player? You just always got popped for 3 seconds.
And then somebody else wanted to sign you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I need to know how many 3 second violations I get a game.
It's got to be like
because
five.
It can't be like eight. Because if it's eight, then there's not a chance the coach is going to keep you in.
Right.
I don't know what else to tell you, Lewis. Get the hell out of the lane.
I'm
5'10". It's not like I'm going in and backing anyone down. I'm just standing there.
But all you need is one max contract, and then you really don't ever have to play.
That's not going to give you a max deal.
He's not getting a max.
I can promise you that.
Why not?
Not being in the lane.
Anthony Davis got one. He plays like once every four games.
But he's not in the lane.
Yeah, but Donovan's a foot shorter.
I'm 5'10", and I can't get my dumb ass out of the lane.
God, if it was you right now, you'd be such a novelty. You'd sell out every arena you went to.
Here's 54-year-old Donovan Lewis off the bench now. It's almost guaranteed that he'll...
And he's like, they see you kind of like floating around, you know, out by the three-point line, and then they're like, don't do it, don't do it, don't. And then you
crash,
just crash
and I stand there. I'm not doing anything. We're standing there.
Follow well off mic. He's in the lane again.
That's your only prop bet?
Oh, my God.
I'd make Tip Sheet rich. Yep. More or less than 5.5 lane violations.
Is there any
just crushing the over?
Lamer whistle than for 3 seconds too. Like, it's just the worst.
And you have to be in there at least 7 or 8 to get a 3 second call. Yeah. So now I'm just standing there. I'm not moving from the lane.
Right. Put your hand up.
Like, no, I don't even want him to pass it to me. This is the best seat in the house. I just watch all the action from right there in the lane.
This is great.
Oh, man. From Brian, percentage chance that there was a deal on the table for street clothes before the latest injury, and Dumont said, let's wait to see our big three play together.
Not this early. I know they're probably talking, and it's just probably at the very, very early stages of saying, let's do this. Will you do that? Will you do that? Like, we talked about this. There's... Usually you don't see a deal like this done unless the player wants out.
Yeah.
And then that's the Trae Young. And now you saw a deal being done like that. Other than that, they're always going to wait till the trade deadline. I know a lot of people, why don't you get rid of him now? That just doesn't work like that in the NBA.
No. No, it doesn't. I think people want so badly to be able to pin this on Dumont now, though, because he's the other guy, you know, the other foil in the – in the play, and
right.
So
he's the only one left to turn all your ire against. But we talked about this earlier and saying that I don't see anything wrong with him saying, I would love to see Anthony Davis and Kyrie and Coop on the floor at the same time. I blew up this franchise for it. At least see if it can work for a little bit. Like, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, trying to see if that can work out. I just don't think it's going to happen.
No. No. Yeah, the odds now that those three are on the court together are about 5%.
Yeah. We concluded today, Snake, that if there's no deal done before the trade deadline with Anthony Davis, that when he's reevaluated, he's going to need surgery.
Right.
And that he won't go out there and play again.
Right.
All right. Do the Cowboys, this is from Cliff. Do the Cowboys realize how tenuous their situation is with their fan base right now?
No.
He says, can you see another season of horrible football translating into fans starting to not show up at the games? No.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, it's not, but I think they can feel some apathy towards what's going on the field.
Right.
It's not going to stop the stands from being full. It's not going to stop the merchandise from being purchased. But you'll have some fallout for another just terrible season. And if the defense plays the exact same way, you're going, okay, what is this? And I think you will have some people falling off, and I think they'll feel that.
And I think there's a lot of fans, like I'm this way. I have zero desire to go in person to a Cowboys game. Even if I wasn't right. doing postgame and stuff, it just does not appeal to me. But I watch every single Cowboys game. I've got some Cowboys gear that I wear, and I've been that way my whole life. But I don't care at all about going to a game.
Right.
No, and I wonder how much that has to do with the job, how much it has to do with the stadium, where it is.
Yeah,
you know, just
could be.
There's a lot that right. goes into that. But
you feel like that stadium, though, is a one and done? Like, you'll have some people say, okay, I'll go to a Cowboy game, and then they go with the experience and say, okay, you know, I don't have to go again. But at least I went that one time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty outspoken about the fact that I can't stand that place. Yeah, I don't know anyone. Do you guys know anyone that's like, oh, man, it's the greatest place ever?
Like when it first opened, but not now.
Not now. And it's, I don't know how people that do the party pass thing or whatever, you can't even see 10 yards of the field from the angle that you're at in the end zone seats.
And having to be there that early, set up shop that early, and run like a madman to get to that spot. That does. I don't care what the price of that ticket is. That sounds like a horrible thing
to
do.
I'll watch it.
Oh my God. Like if you were guaranteed a lifetime, 2 party pass tickets for the rest of your life.
Nope.
We're giving those away.
I would sell those
for
every
free.
Week.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm not doing that one time.
Every week they would be sold.
Even if I was like 25, I think I would look at that and be like, no, I don't think so.
I think if you're 25, you'll do it the first time and realize that, oh my gosh, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, it's just so different for me because I love going to college games. Like I love seeing the stadiums and the atmosphere and the environments at college games, but I have zero desire to go to a Cowboys game.
Well, and I think, you know, what if the Cowboys played in a, you know, this kick-ass outdoor stadium, you know, whether it was like what A&M has or UT or OU, like, I do think there is something about that experience, especially here where it really doesn't ever get that cold. You know, it may get hot in September and stuff like that, but there's just something so dumb stale about that stadium.
I don't know if it's indoor or outdoors. I just think that it's so, those college stadiums are so big also. This one feels ridiculously big. While the college football stadiums can seat a lot of people, they don't feel...
Yeah,
they don't have the huge feel like AT&T Stadium.
This feels like what you'd live in if they built something for us to live on the moon. That we would all live in something like AT&T Stadium.
Right. And I don't want to live on the moon.
Me neither.
Yeah, I don't either.
Now.
Maybe a different planet, but not the moon.
From Cooper Earl, I don't know how to ask this, but who was the best former NFL player turned best coach? He mentions Vrabel and Dan Campbell. Landry.
Yeah, Tom Landry, Mike Ditka.
Yeah, Ditka.
There's no way Don Shula played in the NFL.
No.
Like a million years old.
Did Lombardi play in the NFL?
And you're asking us?
I didn't know if that was like a common thing. I don't know the answer to it. I don't think he did, but
no, and like Belichick played in college, but never played in the NFL.
Lombardi did not play in the NFL.
Okay. So, like, did Chuck Knoll?
Chuck Knoll.
Isn't that amazing? I have no idea if Chuck Knoll did.
Yes. He played for the Cleveland Browns from 53 to 59.
Okay. So, Landry.
So Chuck Knoll, probably.
Landry. Yeah, Landry, Chuck Knoll.
Don Shula played in the NFL.
Oh, he did?
Apparently,
thank
yes.
you. I didn't say he did. I just asked.
You said no way he did.
You don't have to remember that. I just want to be right for once. For once, Corby.
No way he did.
No way he played in the NFL.
Isn't that amazing, too, to think about like these guys that you see? Even Landry. Like Landry played offense and defense in the NFL. I mean, back at a time when people were playing both ways. But still, you look at these guys and you're like, you played football?
Yeah, did he have a fedora on instead of a leather helmet?
That's what he played in.
I mean, I think Tom Landry was basically bald by the time he was 25, too.
Right.
You know, and he just looks old and not athletic and all that.
I do think about that a lot, though, about how those guys, whether they played college, Jerry Jones, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Can Jerry Jones today, could he play 6A high school football?
At 83, probably not.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
No, back like, then, no. No, you're right.
Seriously. I mean, he played, he started on a national championship college football team.
Jimmy Johnson the same way?
Yeah, they would be.
I know, and he's like 5'9". He was on the line.
Yeah, you couldn't
like,
do
could
that
they play? Could they play 2A high school football in Texas?
2A, probably so.
They got a lot of heart. Rudy played, so.
You and this
just
Rudy.
Just don't ever mention Rudy to me.
He mentions it all the time. He's so fascinated with Rudy. The only
Craig
Rudy
Miller's
I know
right.
is Rudy Huxtable.
Kurt, not athletic and all that. I do think about that a lot, though, about how those guys, whether they played college, Jerry Jones, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Can Jerry Jones today, could he play 6A high school football?
At 83, probably not.
Okay, you know what I'm saying.
No, back like, then, no. No, you're right.
Seriously, I mean, he played, he started on a national championship college football team.
Jimmy Johnson the same way?
Yeah, they would be.
I know, and he's like 5'9". He was on the line.
Yeah, you couldn't
like,
do
could
that
they play? Could they play 2A high school football in Texas?
2A, probably so.
They got a lot of heart. Rudy played, so.
You and this
Just
Rudy.
Just don't ever mention Rudy to me.
He mentions it all the time. He's so fascinated with Rudy. The only
Craig
Rudy
Miller's
I know
right.
is Rudy Huxtable.
Kurt, you know what I'm saying.
No, back like, then, no. No, you're right.
Seriously, I mean, he played, he started on a national championship college football team.
Jimmy Johnson the same way?
Yeah, they would be.
I know, and he's like 5'9". He was on the line.
Yeah, you couldn't
like,
do
could
that
they play? Could they play 2A high school football in Texas?
2A, probably so.
They got a lot of heart. Rudy played, so.
You and this
Just
Rudy.
Don't ever mention Rudy to me.
He mentions
ever
it
again.
All the time. He's so fascinated with Rudy. The only
Craig
Rudy
Miller's
I know
right.
is Rudy Huxtable.
Texas.
2A, probably so.
They got a lot of heart. Rudy played, so.
You and this
Just
Rudy.
Don't ever mention Rudy to me.
He mentions
ever
it
again.
All the time. He's so fascinated with Rudy. The only
Craig
Rudy
Miller's
I know
right.
is Rudy Huxtable.
Kurt, overblown,
oh
ridiculous,
goodness.
Stupid story.
Wow.
Ever.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So, guy loses his best friend who falls into a vat of molten iron ore, and this is how you treat him.
Oh, yeah.
And it motivated him to go play football for the Irish? Come on.
Yeah, and they let him in on the last play of the season, and then
he got
there's no way they carried him off
he got
after that one play. Not a
and
chance.
He got a fake sack.
Dude, they were not going to play the game. They turned in their jerseys for Rudy, coach.
There's no
First
one
off,
that believes
you are fake
true.
News.
You realize
no
half
one.
That movie is made up.
Oh, okay, like Notre Dame doesn't exist. I went there and saw them.
Yeah, that's the part that's real. Notre Dame. That's it.
That's it.
Everything else is made up.
His name wasn't even Rudy.
What if it was like Charles? It wouldn't have been that good of a story.
He didn't live at the stadium.
Charles.
Come on.
Boatswain.
Yeah, boatswain.
There is no hot chick that painted gold on their helmets.
Hey, before we go, Corby, are you still there? Did he drop?
Says he's connected.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. No. Oh, no.
Corby?
What a jerk.
Man, I had something to say about Pittsburgh.
God, that reminds
also.
Me of when they chanted Rudy's name during the game to get him in.
You know what?
Stop.
Right. It's
Rudy.
Done.
Rudy.
It's done. All right, Corby,
Rudy.
Thank you, although
Good
you
stuff,
disappeared.
Corby.
Thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s. We truly appreciate it. Every Wednesday, it's the Birdhouse, and we love, love, love getting questions from you.